Did you eat your meal out of a bag last night?
Yeah, me too. Today on Happier Music Teacher Meals to get you through a busy season.
Hi, and welcome to Happier Music Teacher. Are you a music teacher who has no time, no voice, and you kind of need to pee? I'm Beth Duhon. I'm a Christian, wife, mother, musician, and former stressed hot mess music teacher. I've been there. Join me every week as we work on easy micro actions so that you can be a happier music teacher. Happier Music Teacher, the podcast, just celebrated its first birthday. Can you believe it? I'm going to do a giveaway in honor of that, and here's how it works. First off, this is for people who have not rated or reviewed the podcast, so if you have not already, go ahead and rate and review it. Take a screenshot and share it with me in the Happier Music Teachers Facebook group or email it to me at bethduhon@me.com. The contest closes at midnight on May 1st, and then I will contact the winner with a free half-hour coaching. I help music teachers be happier at home and at school. And one of the ways I think we can be happier at home is with our meals. Now, this is one of the things where meals are extremely tricky, right? Everyone has their food allergies, their food preferences, their dietary needs, what their family will eat or not eat, their bandwidth, what they think is healthy, what they think is appropriate. So please take all of this with an extremely big grain of salt. But here are some things that work for us during a busy season at my house. Frankly, I'm never winning any culinary prizes. I'm fine. But especially during late April and early May, I just need some food on the table. Maybe you do too. The first one starts with a crock pot. You knew this was coming, didn't you? You're going to take a bag of frozen meatballs, dump it in your crock pot. You might spray it with some spray first so it doesn't stick. And then you're going to take a jar of spaghetti sauce. I personally, if I can afford it, I like Rao's. That one, the low-carb one, I also like Classico basil, but it doesn't matter. Spaghetti sauce in a jar, dump it over, cook them on low all day, don't overdo it, and then you have a really nice base for some meatball subs. If you're doing low-carb, you could just eat them in a bowl, maybe with some Parmesan cheese or mozzarella cheese sprinkled on top. I've certainly done that. Or you can boil up some kind of pasta and serve them over pasta. Voila, meatballs. This next recipe was kind of a happy accident, and I normally don't cook this way. But we had a bag of Trader Joe's vegetable fried rice. I cooked that up. We had some leftover rotisserie chicken in the fridge, so I cubed up a few breasts. I cubed up a ripe avocado, and then I let the family dress at the table to their liking with sriracha, teriyaki, soy, that kind of stuff. And it made a completely decent meal. It kind of hit a little bit of the sushi vibe with the avocado and soy and rice, but was a lot easier. Now, word of warning, the next evening, I tried the same thing for myself with some canned tuna with mayonnaise over it. Disgusting. So learn from me. Don't do the tuna bit, but the canned chicken is actually pretty good. Strike that. Not the canned chicken. Canned chicken's also disgusting. The rotisserie chicken that is cubed is pretty good. During this time, I think it is really okay to lean into things that please your family and simplicity. Let's have just a quick moment for quesadillas and fruit. Hopefully, if you're like me, you always have tortillas on hand. You always have some shredded cheese, some butter to fry it up in or spray if that's your deal. And for us as a family, not always, but we generally have some kind of fresh fruit on hand. The easier, the better. So just fry up some quesadillas, serve some fruit on the side, maybe some sour cream or guacamole, salsa, depending on your family's taste, and dinner. The next one you can definitely overdo. I think we did this fall, but I'd be neglectful if I didn't mention it. Grab a rotisserie chicken and a bag salad. Depending on what you're doing with carbs, you might grab a loaf of pre-sliced Italian bread and call it dinner. If you listen to my episode on meals with Debbie O'Shea, either on my podcast or hers, you're going to be familiar with this. There's a couple gadgets in my kitchen I really like. I'm not extremely a gadget person, but these two are ones that I like. I have a boiled egg cooker. It is one trick pony. It boils eggs for you. So I go ahead and I put the eggs in the boil. And that way I have boiled eggs to put on a salad or maybe for deviled eggs, stuff like that. I also have a rice cooker because I am incapable of cooking regular rice decently on the stovetop. And sometimes even the rice cooker is a little dicey. So I cook up some deviled eggs in the machine. I cook up some rice in the machine. They're both pretty easy to start, both pretty hands off. I take a pound of sausage and slice it up. We have a great place in town, Midway Barbecue. It can be that sausage. It can be supermarket sausage, whatever you have and like. Slice it up, fry it up a little bit, add some barbecue sauce to taste. And if I'm really feeling salty, I open up a can of corn and season that, and we have that for dinner. Not much effort, but I end up with a side, a starch, a meat, and a vegetable. Pretty low key, pretty low prep, and also pretty well received by me and my family. If you heard Surviving December as a Music Teacher, either on my podcast or Jessica Grant's podcast, you're going to know that I think Trader Joe's orange chicken is the solution to all the problems in the Western world currently. So keep a bag or two of those in your freezer, especially for busy weeknights. And you could do Trader Joe's orange chicken, which is completely decent, probably almost on par with takeout, and definitely cheaper. They have bags of white rice. They have that veggie fried rice I referenced earlier, or you can use the trusty rice cooker to do that on the side. I like it with steamed broccoli, but you can do whatever you want. Okay, here's the next one. It is not challenging at all. Several brands do this, but there is an oven pork loin. It's coated in bacon. You're going to have to do a little bit of math because it's going to tell you how long to cook it per pound, and it's several pounds, but go ahead, bust out the calculator, do it in your head, whatever it takes. Do this oven pork loin. And then maybe grab a loaf of that pre-sliced Italian bread that I talked about earlier. You're going to go through the effort to slice a cucumber. People could dip it in a ranch. They could do a little salt and pepper and oil. Whatever sounds good to you. And all of a sudden, once again, you have a meat, a starch, and a veggie side. And if you want to have dessert, take that aforementioned fruit and live it up. Okay, this next idea is my aspirational self. And I know some of you will have meals, and you know, salad in a jar labeled by the day of the week. You will have intricate meal plans. You are using things like HelloFresh. You are really at a sophisticated level for your meals and meal planning, and it's rocking and rolling. This is a little different, but when you get a pound of ground beef or maybe the bigger pack, go ahead and brown it up with your onions, with your seasoning, however you like yours at your house. Cool it down, put it in a Ziploc, and label it and freeze. Then, when you need a starter block, I have all sorts of starter blocks for that. So it might be the base for a shepherd's pie. It might be the base for tacos that you didn't season accordingly. It could be the base for sloppy joes. It could be the base for soup. If I have a pound of ground beef, I feel like I have a real running start for mealtime. The way I was raised on a farm, and we would also have a lot of beef in the freezer because we had beef. So my dad didn't like chicken, so I didn't even grow up with chicken. Chicken was a treat. So I know a million ways to cook something with ground beef, and it's a great head start on your dinner. That same ground beef is a great starter for this next meal. If we couldn't love Joanna Gaines more, this is a 3-ingredient chili recipe that she has in one of her cookbooks. And literally, it is a pound of ground beef, a can of ranch beans, and a can of Rotel. She serves it with Fritos and shredded cheddar. Yes, please. I also add some sour cream, maybe some Tabasco. It is not the most flavorful, award-winning chili you'll ever have in your life, but boy, it sure gets the job done when you need it. The final suggestion, and people have very strong feelings about seafood, so it depends on where you fall on the spectrum, but I have a pretty decent, pretty reliable oven salmon recipe that's easier than anything I could do on the stovetop. And then I also have a stupid easy oven shrimp recipe where literally it takes 5 minutes and you have shrimp on the table. So if you are seafood people at all, if you have a reliable recipe for either one of those, yeah, your house is going to smell like seafood. These things happen. Go ahead and do that. And then, like I said, add your choice of starch, add your choice of sides, and you're halfway there. There is no shame going through a drive-thru. We've all been there. And sometimes it's actually the option that makes the most sense. But after a while, it does get a little draining on our wallet. It gets a little bit draining on our nutrition. Not that anything that I mentioned above is just the ode to health and economics, but maybe there's a middle ground where it's relatively easy, relatively nourishing, and relatively economical. So to sum up, I'm not sure there's much to sum up here, but you know, I feel a need. Some easy proteins, of course, rotisserie chicken, frozen meatballs, sliced sausage, Trader Joe's orange chicken, that oven pork loin, that pound of ground beef that you have at the ready, and your oven seafood. The easy vegetable sides, right? Which looks mostly like bag salad from what I can see, but even like slicing a cucumber, making it super easy, can of corn. And then fruit, we tend to do berries. That's super easy. Literally, you are just rinsing, serving, maybe slicing if it's something bigger like a strawberry. Cuties are easy. Bananas are easy. You can grab those and go. And then for other things, just using your convenience cooker, right? Using your crock pot, using an egg cooker if you have that, using a rice cooker if you use that, grabbing the sliced Italian bread. Convenience, you're going to pay a little bit for it, but it's going to be so much easier. I hope this helps you. Let me know if it did. Also, if you're interested in more content like this, I talk a little bit about your meals at school in Happier Music Teacher, 50 Days to Being a Happier Music Teacher at Home and at School, available on FLAT Books. This week's People, Podcast, and Promotion Spotlight shines on Stephanie Level of MusicForKiddos.com. Stephanie is a gem, and you have probably heard about her in the music education space recently. Here's how she describes herself on her site. High-quality children's music resources for music therapists and music educators. She is the person that we have all been looking for in the preschool music space. They are fun songs, but not fluff. She is trained as a music therapist, so they check all the SEL boxes. She has a gorgeous singing voice, creativity for days. If you have not had a chance to check out her podcast, her blog, her emails, her recordings, I seriously hope you will. MusicForKiddos.com. As an aside, I met her at F Flat Books booth at TMEA, and so I got to go walk around with her a little bit and meet some sessions. This was some rock star energy. There was such genuine admiration and delight in everyone that got to meet her, and she was so gracious and kind. MusicForKiddos.com. Today's Mindset Minute is a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which I did not even realize was attributed to him. And it's the idea of, are you a thermostat or a thermometer? Now, you should know, with any of these Mindset Minutes, please don't think I am coming down from this place on high where I am so there and I am telling you how to be because I have mastered everything. No. This is usually because these are the things that I struggle with the most. And so what I see with being a thermometer or a thermostat, is that you get to choose ahead of time. So let's choose to be proactive, not reactive. Let's choose to set the mood and the tone of our home, of our classroom, of our other places that we are, not to be swayed by it and be up and down based on the whims of other people and their moods. And also realizing that we have a lot of influence. So if you are going to be really wildly erratic and lots of dark moods and things, you don't have to be fake. But I think there is power in deciding ahead of time that you are going to set the temperature. You're not going to have someone else set it for you. This week's verse of the day, Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. If you're a newer podcast listener to Happier Music Teacher, welcome. Here are a few things you might be able to do to support the podcast. The first is join the Happier Music Teachers Facebook group. That group is a source of joy for me, and I post in it daily. The second thing you might consider is leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And the third is purchasing Happier Music Teacher, currently on F-Flat Books and soon to come on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to the Happier Music Teacher. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe and tell a friend.